This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run.
Tonight, your host on this Thursday, July 21st, 2016, Alex Jones is going to be hosting from the Republican convention in Cleveland. It was quite an event last night with Ted Cruz showing his true colors. Let me read you some of what people were saying. Boehner says about Cruz, Lucifer is back. Haley Barbour says, I sort of think it'll backfire on him. That's one of the more mild comments about what he did last night. New York delegation rages at Ted Cruz. Roger Stone says, he is one dumb SOB. A Trump ally says he is a self-absorbed little man. Let me tell you what. Nobody liked what he had to say last night, except for Hillary Clinton. Because what Ted Cruz essentially said last night was, I'm with her. He not only didn't dance around the endorsement, but he essentially called for people to not vote for Donald Trump. He did exactly the opposite of what Mitch McConnell did. When Mitch McConnell spoke, the speech began with boos from the floor because people are not happy with what Mitch McConnell has done as leader of the Senate. He's betrayed them on Obamacare, on the open borders, and so forth and so on. But what he wisely did was he made a case for electing Donald Trump. So Mitch McConnell started out with everybody booing him. But when he ended up, everybody was cheering him. So you have Ted Cruz come on last night. He had a lot of Cruz supporters there. I think it was very wise for Donald Trump to allow him to speak rather than to play the kind of games that Mitt Romney did 4 years ago, having the Rules Committee rewrite the rules to make sure that Ron Paul was not going to be allowed to speak. I think it was very wise for Donald Trump to give him enough rope to hang himself, to show everybody what he is really about. And that's essentially what we saw last night. He came out to massive applause. At the beginning, when he walked on stage, there was a lot of Cruz delegates there. He had a full minute of applause. And then he walked off with boos. If they'd had any fruit, they would have been throwing it at him. He had to escort his wife off the stage. There was a person in one of the donor rooms that had to be restrained who wanted to physically attack him. He was not allowed into the donor room of the Adelsons, and this is a guy who had courted the Israeli lobby very heavily. One of the things I remembered about Ted Cruz, and of course, you know, in 4 years, he's looking to the future. He's fundraising off of this morning. He put out a fundraising letter talking about how great he was, how independent he was, and so forth. Look, in 4 years, he'll still be ineligible to run for president. He'll still be a naturalized citizen, not a natural-born citizen. And he'll still be a lying, dumb SOB, as Roger Stone put it. He told everybody that one of his key issues was the Constitution, yet he doesn't care about the eligibility issues of the Constitution, and he doesn't care about the Supreme Court. If you go to his website and look at what he had to say about the Constitution, it was all about Supreme Court justices. Well, we have to understand that the next president is going to appoint between 1 and 4 Supreme Court justices based on their ages. We've got 3 people who are older than Scalia. We've got a lot of people that are really getting old that will not really be able to avoid retirement, perhaps, and wait out another 4 years, certainly not another 8 years. Who's going to appoint those judges? Is it going to be Hillary or is it going to be Trump? It's not going to be Jill Stein. It's not going to be Gary Johnson. Okay. If you're not voting for, if you're a Republican and he's telling you, well, Republicans, you don't necessarily have to vote for Donald Trump. Those Republicans are either going to waste their vote and they're going to help Hillary Clinton by voting for Gary Johnson because Gary Johnson's not going to win. Gary Johnson is in this so that he can get federal matching funds. He's just in it for the money. That's the strategy. We always rejected that strategy when I was in the Libertarian Party, but he threw out the principles of the Second Amendment. He threw out the principles of private property, religious liberty, and he did it so he could get money. So if you're voting for your conscience and not voting for Donald Trump, you're really voting for Hillary Clinton. And she echoed that. She put out a tweet saying, vote your conscience. When we come back, we're going to play you some of the clips, some of the reactions of people from last night. Stay with us. Alex Jones will be joining us from Cleveland.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call talcum baby powder alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Fortunne tanto, fortunne razzi, lati fusto servis, fortu amici, fortunne razzi, lati preferis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Thursday, July 21st, 2016. Today is the final day of the Republican convention in Cleveland. Alex Jones and crew are there. Alex Jones will be joining us on the show. Actually, he'll be hosting the rest of the show coming on in just a few minutes. And last night we had an amazing display of what one Trump ally called an exhibition of Ted Cruz being his self-absorbed little self here. He said, America now knows that Ted Cruz, what Washington has known about Ted Cruz for several years, that he is self-absorbed, narcissistic. It's all about Ted Cruz. That's the reason Cruz has no friends in the Senate, said Chris Collins, a Republican from New York. He said, so I think he's ended his political career, but in doing so, he disappointed his own political supporters, who may not be enthusiastic about Mr. Trump, but were all about unity of the party and defeating Hillary. Why? Because, you know, if they understand principle, if they understand what Ted Cruz campaigned on, you go to his site, one of the first things he's talking about is Constitution, Constitution. Now, that doesn't apply to him. I mean, he doesn't like the requirements for being a natural-born citizen when he's just a naturalized citizen. He ignores that part of the Constitution. He doesn't talk about the unconstitutional war on drugs. And you know what? If you ignore things like that, you treat the Constitution as a living document when it comes to the war on drugs, then the Constitution is going to be a living document when it comes to the definition of marriage. It's just that simple, Ted. Just that simple, conservatives. They're going to be able to do whatever they want, ignoring the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment. They don't care. They can take your property on the street just by not even accusing you of being guilty of anything in the war on drugs, but perhaps your property was somehow associated with something. When you allow that type of thing to happen, then they're going to come in, they're going to enforce Obamacare mandates on you. They're going to tell you that they can define marriage. And, of course, he was right in the sense that a lot of this stuff is coming out of the Supreme Court. That's how they enable it. Who is going to be appointing the next 1 to 4 justices in the next 4 years? The issue is it's either going to be Donald Trump and the Republicans or it's going to be Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. Do you want to have another 4 Ruth Bader Ginsburgs on the Supreme Court? See, that's what Ted Cruz is willing to do for his own personal ambition. He sent out a fundraising letter today, and he was telling people, I have a vision for the future, 2020. No, he's been staring at himself in the mirror for so long that he is cross-eyed from the self-adoration. He is so nearsighted, he doesn't see what he's going to do to this country in 4 years, and he doesn't see that he doesn't have, and nobody else will have, a chance at Hillary Clinton after she's been president for 4 years. She's going to consolidate so much corruption in the government and the media, you're not going to get her out in 4 years. Absolutely delusional. Other people, John Boehner said, Lucifer is back. Haley Barbera says, I think it'll backfire on him. And he was booed off the stage. So I want to play for you what happened last night. Let's roll this first clip of Ted Cruz.
Stand and speak and vote your conscience. Vote for candidates up and down the ticket who you trust to defend our freedom and to be faithful to the Constitution.
Now, that's when people first realized that he was telling people to vote for her. Vote for her. Don't vote for Donald Trump. Vote your conscience. Well, you don't have that many choices anymore. You know, at one point in time, you had 17 choices. Now you've got 2. You really do. And so that was the point they realized that he was telling people he was with Hillary. That was when they started booing him. And then it got worse. Let's play this next clip.
The party, we will unite the country by standing together for shared values, by standing for liberty. God bless each and every one of you, and God bless the United States of America.
So they had to escort him and his wife, they had to take them off of the floor to protect them from the crowd. Absolutely amazing. And then he goes to the donor rooms, and one of the donors wanted to attack him. One of the other donors, Sheldon Adelson's donor room, and you remember, he was kind of the co-winner of the Sheldon Adelson sweepstakes for money, along with Marco Rubio. Adelson was saying, well, I kind of like one, and my wife likes the other. We haven't really made up our mind yet. They would not even let him in the room. Not even let him in the room. And this is what they had to say in the New York Times. It said, senior Adelson aide, Andy Abowd, confirmed to CNN that his boss had invited Cruz to visit him and his wife Miriam, but turned him away at the door after he stunned the audience at the arena by urging voters to vote their conscience in November. When he didn't endorse, he said they were stunned and disappointed. We could not allow Ted Cruz to use the Adelsons as a prop against Donald Trump. Now, think about that. You know, I remember when this all kicked off, and I remember Ted Cruz using some Middle Eastern Christians as a prop. Do you remember that meeting? I was on vacation at the time, and I was absolutely stunned at what he did. He went to a meeting of Middle Eastern Christians who are Arabs. They were being persecuted in their country by Muslims. He was there to talk to them. And instead, what he did was he deliberately provoked a couple of people by saying some things about Israel. And somebody said something about it. And then he really doubled down and started accusing them of being anti-Semitic. And then the boos really started. And he just basked in that. Okay, just like he did last night. Just, and he was like, look at this. They hate me because I'm defending Israel. No, they hate you because you use them as props to suck up to Israel supporters, okay, to get the money from people like Sheldon Adelson. And I think even the Adelsons have seen through this. Now, he tried to use them as props against Donald Trump. Truly amazing to me. And, you know, it's just the opposite of what you saw with Mitch McConnell, who came on. People were booing him, as I pointed out in the first segment of the show. When Mitch McConnell came on, they booed him because they don't like the policies that he's been pursuing. And yet what he did was he made a case for Donald Trump. He made a case for Republican unity, why you need to have a Republican president appointing these Supreme Court justices, as Ted Cruz said. So he finished up his speech with applause, and it went exactly the opposite for Ted Cruz. Now, joining us now is Alex Jones, who is in Cleveland. He was at the convention last night, and he's going to be there tonight for the final events. Alex.
Thank you, David. Feel free to ride shotgun with me off and on throughout the broadcast. Just want to say the entire crew here on site, but also in Austin, and, of course, the listeners who are the backbone of the whole operation. We've really had some devastating victories here. Hillary for president is now an international meme. In fact, it's one of the few things that actually scares me a little bit, because you talk about getting right in the bull's face and kicking it in the nose. We've been doing that with this witch. But she's a criminal, and she's got to be opposed. We're fully committed. So I just thank God that we've been so effective. And I want to thank you and just the entire crew, because it's the people behind the scenes who are dedicated to the InfoWar that also put themselves at risk who make all this possible. In fact, they make my job easy, and they never ask for credit, but I just want you to know that we've just got some amazing people in the operation. We have seen a Greek tragedy play out in front of us, but if you really know the Greek tragedies, they're not tragedies like Ulysses when he finally gets back after being gone for decades and all these enemies have taken over his house. Because in the end, it's not a tragedy, because justice prevails. And America has been taken over by criminals. They think it's their country. They've tried to play us off against each other, dumb us down, make us poor so they can control us. And the truth is, they don't rule us because they're strong. They rule us because they're scum. And because good people don't think like they do. Well, I'm here to tell you, I've studied the enemy, and so have our guests. And we are here educating people about how our enemy operates. And they're going to find out who's strong. And they're beginning to find out who's strong right now. In fact, they've actually always known who's strong. That's why they've done all this, to try to make us weak, try to teach us that we can't fight back. Every time we fight back, we get stronger, they get weaker. Now, Glenn Beck, folks, everybody knows I don't attack other talk show hosts who claim they're patriots. I don't. I'm not in competition with Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity. I'm not in competition with any of these people. So I kind of held my tongue with Glenn Beck the last decade, really the last 6-7 years, where he did stuff behind the scenes to my own operation. I even pled with him on air and through his people to stop it. But I told everybody that Glenn Beck is an absolute, total, and complete Benedict Arnold. And when I say Benedict Arnold, I mean he is the living embodiment of it, and so is Megyn Kelly. These people are horrible, hateful, treacherous people. And I am so sad to have to say Ted Cruz is one of them. And he pledged and said he always keeps his word to endorse the nominee, and he said he would do it if it was Donald Trump. Because it would have been so unpopular for him to not say that. And then he went back on his word in front of everyone and called it conscience and used the exact same script. He's hired this psychological warfare firm. I'm serious. Look it up. That's known for the biggest disinformation operations you can imagine. That's hired by third world dictators. That's who Glenn Beck and Cruz are having write these scripts that are just upside down land, where he goes on Meet the Press and Ted Cruz last night with a sabotage operation of vote your conscience, which means vote Hillary. That ought to be her bumper sticker. You know, I mean, this is the most ridiculous garbage I've ever seen. We know Hillary Clinton is a demon. We know Hillary Clinton is an abject criminal, has committed so many crimes, is so dishonorable, is such a nasty monster. And then now we have them trying to thwart the votes of the people. They already stole it from Sanders. And then he has the nerve to get up there like he's some hero and try to shoot down Trump to get brownie points in the future so they'll run him for president. Listen, the whole Bush-Clinton order, the whole old system's going out. We're going to break it all down on the other side. Stay with us on all shows from the RNC 2016 Cleveland.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Cities, and it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Really a great spirit of America trying to come back from the dead here in Cleveland. Really great folks. It comes off to me as a working class town, a lot of real people, and the police and everybody that are on the ground, a lot of them are listeners. If I could say a lot of them are listeners is an understatement. which again scares the system because the police and military already know what's going on average. It's the general public that's just starting to wake up, and that's why the globalists are making their move right now. And you have to understand, Ted Cruz's wife was high-level Goldman Sachs, was a high-level neocon operative. And you have to understand that they'd rather have Clinton's in because that's a group they've worked with. These families vacation together. And this is basically the ruling class of this country. And people could say, oh, well, you know, Hillary's not going to be that bad when she gets in. Almost every psychologist, almost every expert says that when she gets in power, she's going to be even more out of control. And so to see Ted Cruz come out and say, hey, I don't endorse people that have attacked my wife and my dad. Well, you sure dropped out of the race a couple days after Roger Stone talked about research into your dad being in New Orleans and knowing Lee Harvey Oswald. You sure dropped out real fast. And, of course, your wife has been working in the government and is involved in political statements and is fair game. I mean, people have been attacking Trump's wife every day. That's what happens. And so it's just a big baby up there violating his pledge and reading the exact script that Glenn Beck put out on Meet the Press. This is all scripted. This is all put out by these PR firms. We even know the name of the PR firm. You can go research it for yourself, British PR firm that's involved in the nastiest disinformation you can imagine, trying to overthrow this election, trying to thwart the will of the people. The choice has never been clear. I've never seen the establishment so scared of somebody. And we know this is the establishment that's been running this country and the world into the ground. So later we'll open the phones up and get your take on this, but I'm going to be there tonight. I got a feeling they're going to try some type of stunt. There's Trump's helicopter flying by. It's so surreal. You got jet copters flying around. You got Air Force Trump, and you've got it's moving too fast. Dude, you're not going to get it. Anyways, it's just surreal. I mean, this whole thing is unreal. I've got a couple of these clips. Let's play the booing again when he says vote your conscience, which means vote Hillary. And then we'll get to the other clip. Here it is.
We will unite the party. We will unite the country by standing together for shared values, by standing for liberty. God bless each and every one of you.
Start, okay, because that's not the clip. I want to play the clip David and I played earlier, the one where they booing, and that's where he says, you know, vote your conscience. If we can, let's cue that up and play that.
Stand and speak and vote your conscience. Vote for candidates up and down the ticket who you trust to defend our freedom and to be faithful to the Constitution.
Notice how it's all crafted. He says, oh, vote for people up and down the ticket. He's there at the RNC about to give his speech, and he says, vote for candidates up and down the ticket. Don't vote for Donald Trump, basically. Vote for Hillary Clinton. But he doesn't have the will to come out and say, just go ahead and vote for Hillary. But that's what this is. He weasels it and says, vote for people up and down the ticket. The exact words Glenn Beck said on Meet the Press. Now, there's another clip I want to play. We can cue that up. And, oh, by the way, we have a Nigel Farage interview about 7 minutes long that the crew got yesterday. Did a great job. And then there's a longer how long is it, Josh, the full interview with Nigel Farage? No, but I hope there's a bigger one going up. Yeah, so a big hour one is going to go up very, very soon. We'll also air that here on the broadcast in the coming days, but because we always love you know, talking to Nigel Farage. I got to meet him in person last night. But it must have looked like paparazzi coming down the street because I had a camera crew with me. And I'm like, look, it's him. And then he couldn't see me off in the dark. He like ducked me back in the restaurant. But then I went over there and was able to hang out with him in the restaurant and basically have dinner with him and Roger Stone and others. And a lot of other people, man. It was crazy to get to meet Nigel Farage. I mean, a guy that's changed the world coming from nowhere. And, of course, the assassination attempts on him and the fact that... It's just amazing to be alive and see history unfolding in front of us. We're going to come
back.
On
the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us. Look at how the media spins things. RNC protesters are getting vile, New York Post, and then it goes on to say that the protesters were throwing urine on each other. No, we were there, and we talked to the police officers that were at other events. They were throwing urine, the communists and others, and feces at patriots. But every time these anti-Trump people attack somebody, it's always, oh, there was a fight, or there was a scuffle, or there was no. They almost always initiate everything. And that's documented. Meanwhile, I'm told that Ted Cruz's website's been taken over. And I guess it's being more honest than it says, the next president of the United States, Hillary Clinton. I was interviewed yesterday for about 2 minutes by a AOL writer, and he said, do you support Trump's Veterans Affairs coordinator saying that Hillary Clinton should be put before a firing squad? And I said, no, I don't support violence, but I do think she's involved in treason. And so if she was found guilty of treason by a jury, that, you know, she should be punished. I mean, she's a communist Chinese agent. And, of course, I laid out some evidence of that. And it turned to the headline, Alex Jones you know, says put Hillary in front of a firing squad. I didn't say that. I don't want to turn her into a martyr, ladies and gentlemen. I want to see her not running this country and not running this nation to the ground. I mean, it's one thing, you know, to say you don't like Hillary Clinton, and I totally get that, but it's another thing to actually try to defeat her. And that's something that Donald Trump's trying to do, and believe me, up there on the enemies list, Donald Trump's at number one. And then if you move on down the list, you know, I'll guarantee you, you can find my name on there. And I'm not bragging about that. I'm not even proud of that. I'm just stating a fact that a few years ago they had news articles about the White House enemies list, and I'm right up there at the top. And you can see that. They run Media Matters, who attacks me every day now. It used to be every other day or once a week. It's every day with twisted disinformation. Let me tell you, it's creepy to have this White House looking at me. It's like the eye of Sauron looking at me. But you know what? That only empowers me more to take action. It is surreal, though. And again, the only reason I point that out is your voice is needed more than ever, especially when people like Ted Cruz are just so obviously working for the worst sectors of the establishment. This guy is 110% the attempted fourth term of the Bushes, basically. And you can say what you want about George W. Bush. You know, I mean, for all intents and purposes, he didn't even run the White House. But I'm talking about the people behind them. I'm talking about the Rockefeller Republicans. I mean, you know what George Herbert Walker Bush used to call himself, a Rockefeller Republican. You know Newt Gingrich, who talks a really good game, used to work for the Rockefeller Foundation and for Nelson Rockefeller directly. So that whole constellation of neocon rhino Republicans that we can't ever seem to get rid of, that work with the Democrats and help this agenda keep going forward, they do not want Donald Trump. And I know I'm stating the obvious here, but Ted Cruz and others attacked Mrs. Trump. And so the fact that other people out there on social network memes compared Ted Cruz's wife to Trump's wife and said, man, look who looks better. That had nothing to do with Trump. And that all came out. But this is how Ted Cruz plays this part of this big victim. And oh my gosh, you better leave my wife alone or I'll beat you up and all this stupid crap. Now look, Ted Cruz is smart. Ted Cruz is well-spoken. I think Ted Cruz is a great speaker. I admire anybody that can do a filibuster for 26 hours. I don't think I can do it. But he now has joined Glenn Beck and all the rest of these people. And you've got Roger Ailes, you know, out at Fox. And all these people say they're going to leave Fox. I mean, this is a coup of our media in this country. And it's a bellwether. It's a signal. It's a canary in the coal mine, a big canary in the coal mine. That everything we've warned about, that Matt Drudge has warned you about, is now here. And they're coming after talk radio next. And they're coming after you next. They're going to jack your taxes up. They're going to ship what's left of your jobs overseas because the globalists want to break this country's will. This is feudalism. This is how in the old days England controlled Scotland and Ireland. It's how the French would control the different areas in France. It's called feudalism, where they keep you at a subsistence level. This is a 21st century system. And like Diamond and Silk said, we don't want the crumbs anymore. We want the prosperity, and we know it's there. Some of these headlines, I'm going to go to the Nigel Farage interview, at least some snippets of it. Heidi Cruz escorted out following Ted's showdown with Trump. In fact, let's play him talking about his wife, using his wife to act like Donald Trump's attacking women, a total leftist Hillary Clinton playbook. These people are working for Team Hillary.
I am not in the habit of supporting people who attack my wife and attack my father.
I am not in the habit of supporting people that attack my wife and attack my father. Your father was running around coast to coast telling evangelicals they'd go to hell if they didn't vote for you, and Glenn Beck was anointing you as a Messiah figure. And you did get a good maybe 10%, 20% of the evangelicals to think you are God and ready to drink the purple Kool-Aid, you know, at Guyana. But let me tell you, you look and you act more like a devil, my friend, than you do any type of prophet of God. I mean, that really is sick. And then Drudge comes out and just simply points out that you're saying that Donald Trump's the devil. And then Cruz comes out and says Drudge is anti-Christian. Remember that little juicy? Which all Drudge has ever done is focus on the war on Christians and the persecution of Christians worldwide. But see, that's what you get with these people, is an inverted reality. And people are sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of being misrepresented by these folks. And look, this isn't about setting, scores or vendettas here. I don't want to see Glenn Beck bankrupted. I don't want to see Glenn Beck in the ditch. I don't take pleasure in seeing somebody destroy themselves. But I do need him to get his leg off the country's throat that he's got on the country's throat, along with Hillary and the globalists and Obama. And that's why his audience is basically gone. Fox has already lost half its audience in one key demographic and several others, more than 30%. People say, why is Fox doing this? Why are they bashing Trump? Because they're the establishment. And because they have to. Even if it destroys Fox News, it's about the whole show. And now, because that won't work, they're killing it in front of you. They're killing a billion-dollar media company. It makes $1 billion a year. It's got more viewers than every other news cable channel combined. The average show has 2 million viewers every hour. And they're killing it in front of everyone. People say, oh, good, you'll just get the audience. Oh, yeah, we are exploding. We have millions an hour. But we don't sit there and do it all fancy with all these big corporate sponsors. It's fine. Like, I'm proud of the fact that I'm grassroots. But the issue is, they're going to come after us next. They're taking down Fox News first. Then it's Rush Limbaugh. And all the idiots are going to cheer. So many talk show hosts I know are like jealous. They go, good, I hope they shut down Fox. I hope they shut down Limbaugh. I'm like, are you a moron? You're not in a free country when this type of crap's going on behind the scenes. Next, they're going to start killing us. And then we're going to have to fight back. And then it's the civil war they want. And then we've let them push us into something we didn't want to do. We wanted to fix this country peacefully. But I will tell everybody this. I'm not somebody that shoots my mouth off. Everybody knows that. But I'm not going to sit here and watch people become political prisoners and crap. I mean, it's just not happening. And so I'm here affecting the future information warfare battle space. Just let everybody know there's a coup going on in America by the criminals that already hijacked it, who are now trying to shut down any opposition because they can't stand against us. They're weak, they're empty, they're hollow, they can and will be defeated if you simply take action. And you saw that crowd almost unanimously boo the fake Texan Ted Cruz. And the reason I say that is everything about him is fake. He wears cowboy boots and blue jeans and cowboy hats when he's in Texas. And we don't allow people in Texas. We don't put up with stuff like that New York Yankee up there. Ooh, this guy's from north of New York. It's disgusting. Again, it's divisional politics. Oh, Trump's attacking women. Oh, Trump doesn't like us Texans. It is so patronizing to people. This guy is all hat and no cattle. It is so frustrating to me. It really is. It's a get up. It's an outfit. And all these little Republicans with their Texas shirts on, their Texas hats, selling the idea of authentic Texans. These are not Texans. These are buffoons. And I see them on the floor and I want to absolutely ask them, what is your major problem, man? Don't try to steal the popular vote. You're pledged to come here for Donald Trump. Instead, you want to sabotage it and blow everything up politically for Hillary Clinton. I mean, you are cult members. You are idiots. You are morons. You are shameful. And at least take the Texas shirts off. God, please. I want to vomit. Okay, I want to go to this Nigel Farage clip. We're going to skip this network break so we have more time. Briefly here, we do need funding, obviously. And you can see that we're putting everything to the enemy that we can and really leading the way as an example for others. Regardless of whatever happens, InfoWars down the road to defeat the globalist. But everybody should be spreading the word about the videos, the articles, the information. I know you are. It's having a huge effect. Keep it going. We've got a lot of different specials and discounts. We started being a dealer for Oakley sunglasses. and Oakley gear because I love it. And then we have a connection to the folks we get our optics from and things. So I love Oakley. In fact, I have a pair of Oakleys in my bag that I even forgot to bring out of the bag today. Something like 92% of all sunglasses are made in Italy, and that's fine. I'm all for, you know, nice Italian sunglasses, but Oakley's are not. And so, and Oakley has a lot of its operations based here in the United States. It's, you know, it's still the only competition out there. I love it. And I love, you know, classic, you know, designs by them. I think for the price, they're a lot better than some of the, really expensive. Oh, you guys are awesome. We've got a whole crew in here editing and, uploading videos, kicking ass, by the way. So sometimes you're going to hear some background noise. In fact, I almost just have folks talk. I mean, it'd be like in a newsroom, you know, with the typewriters going, you know, to show folks what's going on here as we overlook the convention. But continuing here, I want to go to this report. The fact is, I'm not going to even sit here and belabor the products that are at InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's storable foods, Hillary for prison shirts, really great optics, G-Shock watches, Oakley products. A lot of times we have some of the lowest prices out there or the lowest. A lot of times we're competitively priced, whether it's our non-GMO seed center, thousands of different items, InfoWarsStore.com, shortwave radio systems, really great solar panel systems and base control units that are, hands down, for the price, the best bang for your buck you're going to find from our research. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And I tell you, we are selling out of the Hillary for prison shirts as fast as we can get them printed up right here in the good old U.S. of A, because people now see the power of them on the streets. In some cases, a third of the folks in the streets are wearing them here in Cleveland. We're seeing the chants everywhere that are going on all over the place. Is that down the store? Double-check that, yeah. Thank you, but that's a great point, too. And you're now seeing the chants on the floor of Hillary for prison, Hillary for prison, Hillary for prison, put her in prison. And it's showing that the RNC would never want somebody like me to go speak in there. I actually wouldn't want to go speak in there because that's still establishment run to a great extent. They always act like I want to get in there. I already was offered the Fox News shows. I've already hosted shows on Discovery Channel and History Channel. I've already been in movies and all that crap. It means nothing. It's this illusion that somehow we're going to arrive. You know, if I could only go speak in there and be on national TV, that would be so wonderful. It doesn't do anything. What I love is seeing Joe Biggs, you know, out there trying to rescue the flag from a bunch of admitted communists that want an overthrow and want to put everybody in forced labor camps in their own manifesto. I mean, this is the hardcore revolutionary Communist Party here in the U.S. I mean, these are nasty people, folks. I love being out here and, you know, being able to try to take the high ground from the communists and, you know, having them attack me and to show what scum they are. I absolutely love being out here with the real people, not all the mummy rhino people that are hanging on by their fingernails to their whole system that's collapsing. And that's what this populism is about. And I know you get that. But I would rather any day just be with the average grassroots, hardworking people. I don't care whether they're poor black folks or poor white people or just middle-class folks or nouveau riche patriots. I don't care. It's so good to be around real people. It's so good to be around laid-back, you know, decent, real people instead of these folks that are absolute mummies. And you look at the liberals, they are a bunch of brainwashed trendies, scared to death, following whatever the latest fad is from The Daily Show. They're a joke. These people are not Americans. These people aren't even really alive or awake, in my view. But let me tell you, who is alive and awake? Nigel Farage. Last night at like 9:30, Roger Stone goes, "Hey, just talk to Nigel Farage. He wants to, you know, have a drink with you." Well, actually, I'd heard that earlier in the day, but then later, I guess he took a nap. He says, "Oh, now it's back on. You want a meeting?" And so, there's been some other meetings and stuff, but I can't get into those. Some of the stuff, Fight Club, you know, two rules of Fight Club. Don't talk about Fight Club. But this meeting, I mean, I can talk about. But I'm sitting there with my crew in the dark street coming down, and I see Nigel Farage smoking a cigarette with Roger Stone out front. I go, there he is. Because, you know, for me, it's like a rock star. And this guy really is, you know, changing the face of things and putting up with so many threats and so many death threats. And he's the fastest growing party in Europe, fastest growing party in the UK. It's like Ron Paul slash you know, Donald Trump slash InfoWars movement against the New World Order. And so, I mean, I'm so excited to, you know, meet a winner like this. And he thinks it's paparazzi or something. It kind of runs back in. But then I went down to the basement with him, hung out, and we had dinner down there. And it was really, really amazing to just meet Nigel Farage and the rest of his crew that are just regular people and that have bucked the system and have bucked the demonization and have come through it stronger on the other side. It was really amazing. This is a 7-minute clip. But we got multiple interviews with him. Leanne did, Margaret did, Kit Daniels did, a lot of the folks did. We've got over an hour of footage that's going to be out in the next few days on Nigel Farage getting into so many subjects. But bottom line, and we can title this when we re-upload it to YouTube, this particular deal, the George Washington of the UK talks to InfoWars, because this is amazing. And if we make people like Nigel Farage the new rock stars, when our country was really great, it was the trailblazers. It was the trackers. It was the Lewis and Clarks. It was the trailblazers. It was the innovators. It was the inventors that were the stars. And Edward Bernays wrote in 1921, you can read it in his book, Propaganda, but he wrote letters in the early 20s that were later put in his book in the 30s, Propaganda, that, hey, we America's great because it's people like George Washington, and it's people like Davy Crockett, and it's people like Lewis and Clark, and it's people like the great inventor that invented thousands of things, and including capturing electricity, you name it. And of course, that was Benjamin Franklin, total genius. And they said, listen, people, people know how to fix things, know how to fight, they know how to read, they're totally independent. You don't want that. You want to make it with this new thing called Hollywood. You want to merge that with the politicians and make yourselves a new royalty, have red carpets like your royalty, come in like your God, and then make the people worship you, and then you'll take their culture away from them. And they've done it. That's who they are. Here is the clip.
You bravely led Britain out of the EU. Do you think that Donald Trump could lead that type of resistance here in the U.S.?
That's for you to judge. I don't know the answer to that. I mean, he has taken on the establishment in Washington and inside his own party, and I'm going to be fascinated to see tomorrow what he's got to say and kind of how he says it too.
Leanne McAdoo with InfoWars.com here in Cleveland covering the Republican National Convention. And we got word that there's a surprise visitor in town. Brexit mastermind Nigel Farage is here. Of course, he played a key role in Britain's decision to leave the EU. We're going to find out if he thinks Donald Trump has what it takes to help lead America outside of the clutches of globalist powers. All right, so talk to me a little bit about the rise in nationalism that we're seeing globally. So many people are saying it's racism, xenophobia, rather than citizens wanting to rise up, reclaim their sovereignty from global powers. So what do you really see is behind Brexit and other countries?
Well, what I've seen is several decades of big politics, big government, treating democracy with contempt, treating anybody that was even vaguely patriotic about their country and their identity as somehow being really absolutely awful. I mean, what a dreadful thing for people to do. I've seen an international political order that has led us into an endless series of foreign wars, which in many cases have made things worse, not better. And at the heart of all of it, corporatism, the big international businesses virtually owning politics, and the rich getting massively richer and the ordinary Joe being left behind. So things have gone badly wrong, and I think people have become very unhappy about this. They recognize this, and they're beginning to find political opportunities to express that. And Brexit was exactly that. Brexit was, despite everybody threatening us, everyone telling us it'd be a terrible mistake, the British people said, to hell with you. We want to take back power over our lives. And that's actually what it's about. That's what this reassertion of democracy is really about.
Right. And we saw so much fear being put out there. So many naysayers, so many doomsayers, really kind of warning the rest of the world, don't you dare think about reclaiming your sovereignty. What do you see would be the effect of Brexit for the world?
Well, what Brexit shows, firstly, is that any campaign can win. Any campaign can win. You can beat the big guys. You can beat the establishment if you inspire ordinary people to engage in a democratic process. That's the first thing. And secondly, I just have a feeling that things aren't ever going to be quite the same again.
Yeah.
I think it's such a fundamental. It's not just a British event. It's not just a European event. It is an event of global significance. And that's good. We need change. I mean, unless people think that voting can change things, why would you ever bother to vote?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so now you're here in Cleveland at the Republican National Convention. Donald Trump was just named as the Republican nominee. Are you here to endorse Donald Trump?
No, I'm not. And that would be a terrible mistake. You know, after all, President Obama engaged himself in British politics and had the counter effect. I'm not an American. I'm not an American voter. I'm here watching a part of your democratic process with great interest. But I'm also here bringing a message from the Brexit campaign that if you can reach the hearts and minds of ordinary people, you can change anything.
And what do you think a Donald Trump administration would bring not only to our relationships with our oldest ally, but to the rest of the world?
Well, I think that remains to be seen. I mean, clearly Trump is fighting on an America First ticket, and there's a feeling that maybe the interests of ordinary Americans need putting higher up the food chain than perhaps they've been under the last couple of administrations. So we'll have to see. As far as we're concerned, I mean, look, let's be honest about it. You know, the UK and the USA, you know, we are pretty much, we have been for a long time, the closest allies in the world. You know, we've stood together through some pretty heavy stuff. And frankly, if we hadn't done that in the 20th century, the world would be a much darker place than it is today. I believe that what we've done is to free ourselves from this political club, and we can now come and talk to you about doing trade deals. We can talk to you, you know, about foreign policy cooperation. There are lots of things we can now have a proper conversation about. And when President Obama said that the United Kingdom would be at the back of the queue, it was an absolutely disgraceful thing to say. And I hope we're somewhere near the front of your queue, or line, as you normally say.
Yes, well, we were all very excited, stayed up late to celebrate along with you all. Now, what advice can you offer us here in the U.S. in regards to open immigration, as well as secret trade deals? Any advice?
Well, the immigration thing is different, because your chief problem, as I see it, is actually illegal immigration, whereas ours, oddly, was legal immigration. Ours was the entire European Union being able to come to our country. But you know, the lessons are the same. Unless your citizens feel that you as a government are in control and have a strategy, then they will become contemptuous of you. So different reasons, but similar result. And this stuff does matter to people. It matters to people hugely.
Okay, and one last question. You bravely led Britain out of the EU. Do you think that Donald Trump could lead that type of resistance here in the U.S.?
That's for you to judge. I don't know the answer to that. I mean, clearly, you know, he has taken on the establishment in Washington and inside his own party. And I'm going to be fascinated to see tomorrow what he's got to say and how he says it, too.
Now, that's about 7.5 minutes of the interview that is over an hour long. In fact, we had three different reporters talk to him, all these different angles. This is an in-depth Nigel Farage group of interviews that we'll be doling out in the next few days. Now, coming up, we got a bunch of big guests today. We got Milo, who's been banned on Twitter for criticizing social justice warriors, and more coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else?